Hello, everybody. This is Tyson Wynn at WelchOK.com, and we are going to give you a little bit of an update here on the water situation here in Welch. And so I'm back with our mayor, Winston McEwen, and he's going to give us a little bit of update of where we stand right now. And as we record this, I'll tell you it's about 4:15 on Tuesday afternoon, the 10th of September, 2013. So Winston, give us a little bit of an idea of what has happened since we talked last night and where we stand right now.
Tyson, last night we were running the pumps with what we call just raw water, and that was in order to have enough water supply in the tower that if perchance we needed to fight a fire or some other type of emergency came about, that we would have water pressure in order to affect the changes that we needed to make in an emergency.
And flush toilets and...
Certainly. And of course, let everybody be have a normal as life as possible. Now, where we stand right now is that sometime in mid-morning, they finally found the source of the problem in the pump itself, which they had changed out pump motors a couple of times yesterday, just trying to make things go. It was discovered that the pump had given up the ghost, basically, for the chlorinator, the pump on the chlorinator. And so that is next day air, and we anticipate seeing that by 8 a.m. in the morning. Brad and Harley will then do their best to have that installed. Hopefully by noon we're going to see our system back up. Now, what that means is that we will be able to treat water. And that's our best case scenario. By noon or so tomorrow, we can begin to treat water again. Now, what we need to remember is that right now, our system is full of untreated water. So we're going to have to purge the whole system. And that means that, you know, when you come home tomorrow night, maybe turn the tap on, let it run a while. And if it's a problem for anybody, we're going to adjust water bills. So, you know, whatever it needs to happen.
And you said tomorrow night, what you mean probably by that is once the boil order is lifted, when we give the announcement that the order is lifted, then that's when that purging needs to happen.
Thank you for clarification. Yes, we anticipate that sometime tomorrow we'll be able to put the chlorinator back online in the system, which means that we can begin to treat water. By no means does that mean that the water will be safe or that we should drink that water at that time, because now we're going to have to purge the whole town of the untreated water. So that's going to be an hours-long process. So perhaps sometime on Thursday, we're going to give everybody the high sign, give everybody the green light once again. Once we do get the chlorinator working, we're going to have to flush the town, the town water system out. So that'll take a while.
Okay. Now let's talk about one other thing we just discussed before we recorded this, that when you discovered the problem yesterday, Harley and Brad, they turned off the pumps.
Correct.
So that it was not pumping raw water into the tower. And so water that people had yesterday before the boil order was issued had already been treated and was in the tower. And so it was safe up until the point that the boil order was issued, correct?
That's correct, Tyson. We tested water last evening, and we're going to, let's say, about sundown, basically, and there was still significant amounts of chlorine in the water at that time. And so what we're looking at is once the guys in the water department found that the chlorinator wasn't working, they shut the pumps off. So our tower was full of very, you know, wholesome potable water, and the boil order was given about the same time we turned the pumps back on. So we're hoping that hasn't created a hardship for too many people.
Okay, real quick, just a couple of other things we want to address. We addressed the rumor last night about E. coli, no evidence of that, and there's never been an issue with that, so that's just a flat rumor, you said. The other thing is that we've heard some people saying that it's not safe to wash hands and things like that, and so very quickly address that.
Okay, hand washing is an issue because for retail food outlets, for restaurants, cafes, those kinds of things, and that's the reason that we have concerns about that. If you use antibacterial soap, we're okay. And once again, I'm washing dishes with boiled water.
Okay, all right. That's going to be all we're able to do right now. Check online for some more information at